Oh yeah, I like this. This has a nice build to it. Build. Like, it's building up well. Like, the song is building up. Like, I think it's going to pay off really... Never mind. Premier Variety Showcase presents the Spotlight Volley Special. Brought to you in part by Smiles. With promotional consideration from Rainbows.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I would like to take this opportunity to remind you to please turn off all cell phones, keep table chat to a minimum, and laughter to a maximum. And now, your master of ceremonies for the evening.
Mine own self. Tis me, again, Nathan Guerra, your host with the most this. No, hostess with the mostest. Host with the mostest? Wow. I am fumbling out of the box, people. This has been a long day for me. I only got two naps in, so... and I don't know. I didn't have to go to work today, so I am struggling, people. So bear with me. Welcome to the show. Welcome. It is a wonderful autumn eve. I don't know if either of those words are true, so... I'm lying out of the box, too. This is a rough start, I think, but I'm sticking to my guns. I could push up. I could record again. But no, I'm not like that. I'm better than that, all right? We both know it. That's right. We both. You and me. That's it. We're the only ones. We're the only people. Me talking and you, the one listener. This is rough. So welcome to the show. It's an exciting show. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have some good times. Before we get started, which is what's going to happen right away, you know me. I don't waste the time with the talky talk, okay? I come out of the gate, let you know what's going on, and then boom, straight into the music, straight into the comedy. It's all about having a good time. It's not about listening to me speak. No one was listening to me speak, least of all me. I'm not obsessed with my voice. I'm not in love with hearing me speak. That's not cool. Oh, reality. So here's the truth. I read an article today about 400,000 deportations in the last fiscal year. Wow. That is crazy, you guys. You guy, you person, one listener. That's crazy, isn't it? I think it is. I'm waiting for confirmation. Tell me it is. No, it's crazy. I'm not even trying to be racist when I follow up with this. But, who is going to bust the tables, huh? And, work at the car washes, huh? Who's gonna do that stuff? Who's gonna valet? I'm not, all right? I am Generation Next, okay? Labor, not for us. We are all about virtuosity, or virtuality. One of the words that I said... My point is this. We need Mexicans, you guys. They do the work that nobody else is really dying to do. So I don't think 400... And again, I am not being racist or cruel. 400,000, okay? A couple of those were dishwashers. Lawn mowers. We're not speaking out of term here at all. And they were criminals, too, nonetheless. Most of them, some of them, at least, I think... They were DUI offenders and drug offenders and the like. So, you know, we could use those types of people. I am not going to work on the back of a garbage truck ever, you guys. It's live or die, you know? No, die. I'm not going to do it. I am very spoiled, terribly spoiled by... technology and money and youth, I imagine. So bring back my Mexicans, all right? This is a call to arms. That's uncalled for. 400,000 for pot smokers and people who had a couple beers and then got behind the wheel. Wow. If that's the case, I shouldn't be in America anymore, right? You know, if that is the definition of being an illegal alien, then call La Migra because I do not belong on this side of the fence. Is there still a fence? There's still a fence, right? There's got to be a fence. We don't need it anymore. We don't need a fence. Steven Seagal has been deputized by the sheriff to work the borders. So we don't even need a fence. We don't even need to deport people. He'll just judo flip them the hell over the border, you guys. I don't know what we're worried about anymore. I am done rambling. Call to arms. Bring back my Mexicans. Coming up, we have Jaywalk with Soul Vibration. And then after that, probably more of me doing a little bit of the jibba jabba, jabba walkie, jibba jabba walkie. Hold on to your seats, it's going to get better, I swear. Jaywalk, right? You guys? Jaywalk? I don't know why I come out with questions and a lot of right, and you guys? There's just one listener, and you're not here to respond. But I feel like we're interacting. I feel like I'm personalizing our relationship when I ask questions. I feel like we're connecting on another level, on a podcastian level, man. Wow. I just blew my mind. So Jaywalk, Soul Vibration, great song. Always gets me thinking. Coming up next, now. I say next, but it's now. Coming up now. We have for you in the store, again, 5 in 10. Huh? How great is that? 5 in 10. It's my favorite game show. It's probably the only game show that I watch or listen to. Because it's a podcast and not a show that you can watch on TV. And I know that because I'm not a crazy person. I am just talking alone in a room to a microphone expecting a response from a listener that isn't there. So crazy. A little bit. So 5 and 10. Enjoy. Hello, everybody, indeed, and welcome to 5 in 10, America's favorite game show. It could be a stretch, but I don't care. We're back again with the one Miss Sarah Christman. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's enough of that. Now, have you played this game before?
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't?
No,
okay,
I haven't.
Tell you how to play it. It's as simple as this. I'm going to name a category, a subject, if you will, and then you are to name five types of that said subject or category in 10 seconds. Hence the name, 5 in 10. Catchy, right? I thought so. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here is your first category. Name in 10 seconds, 5 brands of candy bars. Go.
Hershey's.
One.
M&M's.
Two.
Butterfinger.
Three.
Payday.
Four.
Milky Way.
Five. Wow. Very well done.
Thank you.
Congratulate yourself.
Oh, congratulations.
That's enough of that. Well, you should be very proud of yourself. You're moving on to round two.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. In round two, same premise, a little bit harder. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Sarah Christman, in 10 seconds, name five common ingredients found in candy bars. Go.
Chocolate.
One.
Peanuts.
Two.
Marshmallows.
Three.
Toffee.
Four.
Nougat.
Five. Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's enough of that, Sarah. Now you have made it to round three.
Yes, I am.
This is exciting.
Yes, it is.
I'm excited.
I am so excited.
Nobody asked. All right. Now, in round three, I want you to realize, again, same premise.
Yes.
Even harder.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Nobody's ever beat round three. I want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's ever won the coveted prize, so this is pretty difficult. Are you ready?
Yes.
You can handle this?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. Name five countries to which cocoa is an indigenous plant. Go.
Argentina, Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua.
Five was those. You said five of them.
Yes. Five countries where cocoa is indigenous.
That was amazing, right? That was...
It was.
Very impressive.
Call it women's intuition.
I will do just that, then. Indeed. She won, everybody. She won. Well, then... Congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Where is my prize?
I would like to thank our producers.
I understand that there is a prize.
I would like to thank Marv, the voice man. Thank you, Marv.
So what is the prize?
And I would also, of course, like to thank the audience for tuning in.
Nathan, give me my prize.
This has been 5 and 10.
Where is my prize?
Thank you for playing.
Where is my prize?
Fun E. Put them together. What do you get? Funny. Because that's what that was, you guys. That was funny. I know it was. You know it was. That's why we can label it funny. Put it in a box. Put that box on a shelf. You know what you're going to label that box? Things that are funny. Not just funny, because you already labeled the thing inside of it, which was the 5 and 10. That was the thing that was funny. So you wouldn't just put funny on the box. It wouldn't really give you an idea of what's inside the box. It could be a funny mask. You probably want to put game shows that are funny. Labeling is hard, you guys. Moving on. That was 5 and 10 with Nathan and Sarah. It was enjoyable. And there's no getting past it. So we should just move on before we get in a fist fight. Because that happened last time. And nobody wins. Except me. I punched you right in the mouth. And I won. So, nah. Coming up next, two great things. Number one, we have RC and the Grits Band. That's right. RC and the Grits Band. Singing Summer Boo. Summer Boo. If I had any bit of urbanosity to me, that would sound so much cooler rolling off my tongue. But unfortunately, I have been gentrified. And so it just sounds like this. Summer Boo. Following Summer Boo will be a little... taste of one of my favorite comedians and the host of one of the best podcasts in the world, Never Not Funny, Mr. Jimmy Pardo. So stay tuned after Summer Boo for Jimmy Pardo, and then probably me again, and I apologize outright for that. But you know what? You signed on for this, okay? You knew what you were getting into.
This isn't all a surprise to you. You wanted to have fun. You wanted to listen to music. You came here searching for that stuff, and I am giving it to you. So if you want to start something, I am not going to start something. I am going to play the song now. I'm done with this. You have upset me. Case closed, sir or madam. I'm not sexist.
I do without you. You my summer fool, but keep that between us. I don't want nobody else to get between us. You my watermelon in the summer, so I eat you. I learn a lot from you, something like a teacher. I remember when I saw you in them bleachers with your tights on and a fresh pair of sneakers. Her in a ponytail because it was hot. I can't even lie, girl, you was the hottest on the block. You look me in my eyes, I look right back. And ever since that moment, baby, we've been attached. We just in love us, cause I stay in Dallas and you stay in LA. But you got your own place, and when I fly to the west, I'm all up in your face. When you bend over for me, I'm all up in your space. I love the way you make me feel. You my summer boo, girl, and that's for real.
The Spotlight Follies Special is a Premier Variety Showcase Presents production. Don't forget to check out other Premier Variety Showcase Presents productions like The Chrisman Show Podcast and Scott by the Bell. And go ahead and give us 5 stars and comment while you're at it. Much obliged.
So all my friends are having babies now. Here we go. Nice and tight. CDR exclusive. All my friends are having babies now. Play along with this like I'm doing it conversationally. It's not a fucking... Obviously get rammed in bits in the middle of all this fun. Ethan, I'm at the... all my friends are having babies now, and I don't have any kids. Ethan, I have no children. I don't have any children. I don't even know if I want kids. Anyway, all my friends, my buddy Pat's got a daughter. He's got a little kid. My buddy Don's got a little boy. He's got a little 2-year-old boy. I think he's 2. He could be 9. I give a shit about this kid. Anyhow, Don calls me up the other day, and I wasn't screening, so I was forced to talk to him. And he tells me this story. I shouldn't know this, Ethan. He tells me this. He tells me that his son is not circumcised, and he is circumcised. And I guess that's a crisis. I guess someday the kid's going to realize his penis is different than his father's, panic over the tower, and shoot down at us. I have no idea what that was going to happen. But he's telling me he had to prepare for the day his son discovers his penis is different. He had to take a class, Ethan. He had to talk to a doctor. He had to read what they call a pamphlet. All about the day his son discovers his penis is different. Well, I guess that happened about 3 weeks ago, young man. He's giving his little boy a bath, and he asks, Daddy, why is my penis different than yours? Well, he explains why, calls me, bores me to tears with it. Now, like I've said over and over, to get into this piece, I have no children. However, I can relate to this story. Because about 4 months ago, I was babysitting my nephew, and I was giving him a bath. And he asked, Uncle Jimmy, why is my penis different than yours? And I said, well, yours isn't erect. That's a gorgeous joke right there. If you didn't laugh at that joke, take a bottle, break it, stab yourself in the neck with it. My nephew is 26. I probably should tell you that.
Jimmy Pardo, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Pardo. Jimmy effing Pardo. He was, God, he's hilarious. If he's not funny to you, then you should go suck a muffler, all right? Because you don't know funny. And quite frankly, you should pause this and go and subscribe to Never Not Funny if you haven't already done that, because it's worth it. I know when things are worth something, and that is a thing that is worth the thing that I am telling you it is worth. So do it. And if that confused you, good, because it confused me too. I don't even know what I was talking about. All I know is that Jimmy Pardo was funny. Walk away with that, son. Take it to a bank and cash it like a check. Speaking of checks, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Am I right? Apples, people. One a day keeps the doctor away. Why am I plugging apples? Because if you are a fan, you'll remember in episode 2, or no, this is episode 2, you will remember in episode 1, I plugged bananas. So, I have now realized it is my duty as an American, as a human, and as a fruit enthusiast to peddle and push as much fruit as I possibly can. So, apples. Because red fruits are cool too. So, coming up, we have for you nothing. You know what? We have nothing anymore. I am done with you guys. I thought I had more in me, but I don't. I really don't. It's gonna be a short show again. But I want you to know that I'm going to take you out with a good song. A really good song. And I'm probably going to play a lot of it. And I don't care who gets mad at me for it. Because quite frankly, I know there's only two people that listen to this show, and I'm one of them. And you wouldn't snitch, right? You're not a dirty snitch. You're not a dirty, rotten, no good, smelly, good for nothing, henceforth the no good Nick part, snitch, right? We're on the same team. Team Badass. Badass for life. So I'm going to take you out with this. This is Lomita with Broken Boy. And remember, people, that all this music that I mentioned can be found on the Facebooks and the YouTubes, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp. Go looking for it. It's good. You can download it, listen to it yourself. You can just play it over and over again inside of this podcast. Whatever you want to do. I am not the boss of you. I'm not telling you what to do. But I am in charge of you for the next 7 years. That is in the iTunes agreement. You don't know it because you don't read it. But you pushed accept. So you only have yourself to blame for this one. All right. Thank you. And good night.
Eyes, she always looks so organized in proportion to her size. And whether it's me she's looking for, or whether she just needs something to do, whether it's me or if it's you, caught up along between the lady blues. So just lean on a broken boy, staying out late with all of her friends, and I'm at home preparing my defense. Thank you. that your baby's coming home. With a mother's hands and a mother's lips and a mother's eyes, she always lived so organized in proportion to her size. And whether in speech she's looking for, or whether she just needs something to do, or whether it's me or if it's you, a kind of along between the linen. Your baby's coming home.